Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Another bill towards school scholarships gets signed into law. Good morning, I'm Jeff Motes. It's 57 degrees at KFOR FM 101.5, 1240 AM. It's 7:03. LB 1402, which effectively eliminates a law that will be on the Nebraska ballot in November, was signed into law with an emergency clause Wednesday by Governor Jim Pillen. LB 1402 provides the state a workaround to the school choice law that's known as LB 753 that's on the November ballot. Passed a year ago, LB 753, known as the Opportunity Scholarships Act, diverted public funds to private schools by way of scholarships. But in this case, with LB 1402, it eliminates the Opportunity Scholarships Act and allows the state now to earmark $10 million of the general fund for private school scholarships. Opponents have called LB 1402 an end run around to last year's petition drive to repeal LB 753. Lincoln police arrested a 37-year-old man that took off with items from the Walmart off of 85th and Fremont last Friday night. According to Captain Todd Cutsian, an employee tried to stop Derek Walton from taking off.
The employee said Walton produced a knife before fleeing the store with $81.72 worth of goods.
Captain Cutsian says follow-up work done by officers led to a traffic stop this past Monday night at 35th and Cornhusker. That's where Walton was tracked down and arrested for robbery and use of a weapon to commit a felony. KFOR News Time 7:04. Lincoln police arrested a 20-year-old man after he apparently got into Frontier Harley-Davidson off of Northwest 40th and West O Street early Wednesday morning.
It appears entry was gained through an unlocked door. Rodriguez was arrested for burglary.
Police Captain Todd Cutsian says that they were contacted after the business's security company called after seeing a person that turned out to be Isaac Rodriguez inside the store. When officers showed up, they found the 20-year-old Rodriguez wearing several items of Harley Davidson clothing worth about $500. Crime Stoppers this week features a larceny and shoplifting at a home improvement store in Southeast Lincoln. LPD forensics technician Becky Keller talked about the larceny case on March 23rd at the Home Depot off of 70th and Nebraska Parkway.
The female, she walked in with her purse, and then when she exited, the purse was larger than it was when she originally walked in. And the male, he exited with a cart full of Milwaukee tools.
The list of stolen items includes several lithium-ion battery packs, a double drill impact kit, and an impact wrench. Total losses of $1,500. We have pictures of both suspects up with this story at KFORnow.com. Senators in Washington on Tuesday passed a bill forcing the China-based company ByteDance that owns the social media platform TikTok to sell it or be banned in the United States. Nebraska Republican Senator Pete Ricketts, who supported the bill, said that this will make sure Americans are not improperly targeted or surveilled.
The federal government's job is to protect Americans against foreign and domestic threats. TikTok is a major foreign threat.
The TikTok legislation was included as part of a larger $95 billion package that provides foreign aid to Ukraine and Israel. It was passed 79-18. Lincoln's first forecast, cloudy through the day today. There's a 70% chance of showers and a few thunderstorms, breezy too, and a high of 64. 90% chance of thunderstorms tonight, a low of 54. An 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Some of those could be strong to severe, a high of 77. And a 40% chance of thunderstorms on Saturday late in the day, otherwise mostly sunny, breezy, and a high of 78.